Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. I am your host, Katie Keller, Publicity and Outreach Director with Wild Virginia, and today we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm writing solo for the podcast, and today I'm going to be highlighting some of the top environmental nonprofits that are working to conserve resources and protect the planet. So we're going to discuss some local nonprofits here to Virginia, and then also touch on some nonprofits elsewhere across our states and others that have a global impact. So the first one is the Piedmont Environmental Council. They are a Virginia-based nonprofit organization that is headquartered in Warrenton, Virginia, and their mission is to promote and protect the Virginia Piedmont's rural economy, natural resources, the history of our state, and of course, the beauty. So they work to protect clean water, conserve land, restore wildlife habitat, and build strong communities, among many other things, and have such a great presence here locally to Charlottesville, where Wild Virginia is headquartered. So the second organization is Friends of the Rappahannock. Now, this is an organization that is closer to my heart. I used to live in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where the Rappahannock runs through. And so swimming in the river and being a total river rat during the summertime is something that I recall from my younger years. And so they're a 501(c) nonprofit that aims to be the voice and active force for a healthy and scenic Rappahannock River. They envision a river that is safe and clean for fish consumption and recreation from the headwaters to its confluence with the Chesapeake. And so that's a very important tributary that affects the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And they support a healthy and diverse aquatic ecosystem, or envision that. And they envision something where the citizens and local governments are educated about river stewardship and want to protect it themselves. So really great organization. Our third organization today is the James River Association. And so this is a group that helps to restore Virginia's largest river that flows across the entire state. They have a ton of great programs. They advocate for a healthier James and offer tons of incredible online resources to help educate the community about best practices when interacting with our waters. Our fourth organization is Keeping Virginia Beautiful. The mission at Keep Virginia Beautiful is to engage and unite Virginians to improve our natural and scenic environment. And so they believe in a shared responsibility to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities across our state. They also empower groups and individuals to engage in environmental projects through grants and contests, really cool events and training, so that the collective effort keeps Virginia beautiful for generations to come. So like Wild Virginia, Keeping Virginia Beautiful works with many stakeholders like state government agencies and litter prevention and recycling programs to help ensure that their mission is met. Our top five organization is the Nature Conservancy. So they are a global organization, but they have a big impact here in Virginia. They work to tackle climate change, protect the ocean, land, and freshwater across our state and across the country. They provide food and water sustainability and build healthy cities. So they were founded in the U.S. through grassroots action in 1951, and they have grown to become one of the most effective and wide-reaching environmental organizations across the globe. So our sixth organization is WILD. Now, WILD is an organization based in Colorado, but definitely has some bigger reach. So they have nearly 50 years of experience in mobilizing international coalitions for the protection of wilderness, working in over 40 countries. And WILD draws on this reach to expand and strengthen, to protect and defend our wild earth. So obviously, friends of Wild Virginia in the future, I hope. They help our planet stabilize climate change by protecting essential wildlands, defending the homes of endangered and threatened species, and really hoping to empower people to live well and kind of live better in coexistence with the natural world. So our seventh organization is the World Wildlife Fund. This large nonprofit you've probably heard of, their vision is to build a future in which people live in harmony with nature. So they work to conserve and restore biodiversity, the web that really, you know, supports all life on Earth. And they also aim to reduce humanity's environmental footprint and to ensure the sustainable use of natural resources to support current and future generations is really there as well. So number eight, we have 350.org. With a presence here locally, 350.org is an international movement of just ordinary people working to end the age of fossil fuels and build a world of community-led renewable energy for all. So obviously important to Wild Virginia with our Fight the Mountain Valley Pipeline campaign. With having a community-led renewable energy system for all, what this means is a fast and just transition to 100% renewable energy, no new fossil fuel projects anywhere, and not a penny more for dirty energy. So great organization. Number nine, we have Keep Virginia Cozy. Keep Virginia Cozy's mission is to protect wilderness and inspire Virginians to care for our wild places. So they contribute to better protection, stewardship, and restoration of public lands, preserving our rich natural legacy for current and future generations. And since their inception, they have removed upwards of 84,000 pounds of litter and recycling from Virginia's waterways, park systems, mountain trails, and neighborhoods. And that number I know is continuously growing. And so they have ongoing Trashy Tuesday and Sunday cleanups to rid our beautiful landscape of waste. So follow them on social media so you can join in on the trash cleanups. And our last organization, certainly not least, Seven Directions of Service. So they were founded by Indigenous activist Crystal Cavalier Keck and Jason Crazy Bear Keck. So they began as a culture class and youth program, and they've really grown into a regional grassroots mobilization platform and are partners fighting the Mountain Valley Pipeline. So that's when everything really changed for Crystal and Jason. They learned that a pipeline was slated to go through their backyard, and they began dedicating their lives to resisting and building coalitions and creating these campaigns to support the working class and farming families located along the proposed route. And so they work to protect traditional pre-US treaty areas in North Carolina, Virginia, and South Carolina, educate Indigenous community members, tribes, surrounding communities, and youth on current environmental issues. They hope to develop the next generation of leaders in the environmental movement, promote activism within their tribes and Indigenous communities, and empower Indigenous community members to affect change. So great, great organization to follow and check out. All of these organizations are so important to making sure that our natural resources, our wild spaces, and all of the places that inspire me to want to advocate for them. These organizations are really at the forefront of the fight and doing some really important work. So I encourage everyone to check them out. For more information on what you can do to get involved in the environmental fight here locally in Virginia, you can visit www.wildvirginia.org.